This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It is with pleasure that I welcome you all here today at this gathering which takes place every day of our Lord Friday, the day named after the friar. Which you can buy at game for 450 rand and 65 cents. The Friar, and it's endorsed by me, Casper de Friar. And next to me, it is with elation and a bit of pre-cum that I am so delighted to welcome an old friend who has now returned like Martin Guerre, and that is Hannes Brummer. Hello.
Hallo.
Hannes, here ons het jou gemis. Waar was jy? What the fuck?
Dit is so lekker om terug te wees.
Baie dankie.
Ek het ander werksverpligtinge gehad wat my op Vrydag besig gehou het, ongelukkig.
Ja, dis waar. Ja. Ons, ek het gesê.
Ja.
En maar nou is jy terug.
Nou is ek terug, ja.
Dank, prijs die
baie heer. Baie opgewonde.
Met blye, blye galme. En onthou, as jylle van Hannes wil praat, of met ons, of enige iets, onthou om te WhatsApp, hoor. Die nommer, Hannes, kan jy dit nog onthou?
Laat ek
rechtig. Sê nou, jy wat 3 uur in die oogend wakker gemaakt, en alles sê, die WhatsApp nommer van Cliff Central.
0797482090.
Jesus, amazing,
ja, net he? So, precies so, ja. Ek kan dit in Engels, maar in Engels gaan ek bykie langer vat.
Gaan bykie langer in Engels.
Dan gaan ek 0797482090.
Okay, so if you want to write to us, because I see it here on the screen, but it's in my right peripheral vision. So if I do this, you could hear a noise. Hey, that was my eye moving to the right. And then I will see it here and I can read it. Or if you see something happening on us,
yes,
then you can show me. Kasper,
I will.
Daar's
nog 'n doodstregement.
Ja. Well, ek het lanklaas een van hulle gehad.
Wel lekker.
En dan oorkant jou fit en vrolik sit Rian.
Hi, kan sê hi Hannes.
Hi.
Gaan dit?
Min klagtes.
Mooi.
Rian, en wie dans vir ons vandag?
Jy.
Ah.
Kom, jy het gesê gaan.
Wag, ek moet eers daai versekering uitneem by One Plan.
Yes.
Voor ek enigiets dans. Enigsins my ingewande laat skud, soos hulle sê in die mediese bedryf, en ook in die pornbedryf. En dan het ons ook vir Bernard Barabas. Hallo Bernard, weet jy al besluit wat die mikrofoon jy wil hê? Nee, ek dink nie jy moet nie. Ek dink jy moet op daai. Wil jy op daai? Okay, wag, laat ek hom aansit vir jou. Daar's hy.
Hoekom Barabas?
Want ek is mal.
Ja.
Onthou jy wie's Barabas?
Ja, ek onthou, dis ook om ek
Barabas.
Hoekom Barabas?
Barabas. O, Barabas. Wat het jy net opgestaan?
Nee, nie Barabas nie.
Dit was Lazarus, dink ek.
Lazarus.
Barabas is,
Lazarus.
Ek dink, doodgemaak.
Nee, hulle moes kies tussen Jesus en Barabas.
O, toe kies hulle vir Barabas.
Ja, toe kies hulle vir fucking Barabas.
Ek onthou nou.
Hy het sy eie televisie show gekry en alles. O, Barabas, jou stouter, o, Barabas, jy's cute. Ons gaan ook ons wenner bekend maak later van die One Plan Pet Parade Competition. Nou daar jylle moes stem vir wie lyk die meeste soos wie so hond, hier so van die Klip Central mense, and the votes are in, and I'm gonna tell you who won 1,000 smackaroos, but I'm gonna mention it again, but let me mention it now. As jy dink jy lyk soos jou pet, mense, skryf in. Jy kan nog inskryf vir die hele week. En dan kan jy geld wen, plus a One plan pet versekering verniet. How's that? Maar ek gaan nou vir julle vertel presies hoe om dit te doen ook. Maar jy kan klap solank jou kat nader en neem fotootjies. Want jy kan dalk wen. We limiting it, Rian, to cats and dogs.
Oh.
So pythons and...
Maar chameleons.
Vleende vleermuise.
Dinosaurs. Well,
lopende vleermuise. Dinosaurs, nothing.
Damn it.
Maar jy het my so hoentje, jy kan inskryf.
Ek het.
Ja.
Ek is jou laaste, vir een of ander rede. Op die competitie.
Ek weet nie hoekom nie.
Ek verstaan het glad nie.
Ek dink dit is eintlik 'n goeie teken.
Ja, seker.
Ja, dat jy nie soos 'n fucking hond lyk nie. Dit is eintlik 'n goeie teken.
Ek het net katte, so as ek soos een van my katte lyk, beteken dit ek lyk soos 'n poes.
Op 'n manier, as jy in Holland is, ja. 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 Ja.
Sien, ja. Daar het ek gevloek sonder om te vloek.
Ek had nie gevloek nie. Ja. En dat is dus de Kasper Radio vertoning hier op Cliff Central. En we hebben zo pras gesproken over Hannes' poes. En nou gaan we door met andere hard-up nieuws wat wij hebben. Zo, so, het julle gekyk hierdie week. Ek weet, dit is ou nieuws, maar ek het nie gekyk nie. Ek het net stukkies gesien van die Grammys. Wat was dit?
Ek het nie gekyk nie, ek weet die groot ding was van Rihanna, wat die Guara Guara gedoen het, wat een plaaslike dansstappie is, wat ek nie eens van geweet het, wat DJ Bongs bekend gemaak het, en toe terwyl Rihanna haar nommer doen, toe gooi sy die move, toe is allemaal in ekstase daar oor.
Oh, that's new info, ek het nie geweet nie. The Halalalas, what?
Die liedjie se naam is Wololo, ek weet hom actually.
Oh,
Wololo.
As jy die dans sien, kan jy verstaan hoekom het Hololo is.
Ja,
sy skit daar Hololo op, verskrikkelijk.
Maar die Grammys het nie so goed gedoen nie, sien ek rating wise. In Amerika bedoel ek nou.
Die show?
Ja.
Ja, maar daar was vir my baie goeie moments wat moet gebeur het en wat moes gesê is en ja, so die Grammys was, die production was kakkerig geweest, maar daar was moments en performances wat nogals uitgestaan het. Ja. I mean, Lady Gaga se performance en Pink se performance, sy het moes 'n message uitgestuur.
Wat was haar message?
Daar is gesê deur die eienaar van die Grammys, ek weet nie wat nie meer, wat sy titel nie.
President.
Die president van die Grammys, laat female artist moet, basically wat hy gesê het, hulle moet hulle vingers hulle gat uittrek om meer awards te wen. En toe sê sy in 'n brief, soos in, nee, ons females has been stepping up since the beginning of time. En ja, so haar performance was ook net bietjie van 'n shout-out en te sê...
Van die hashtag.
Ja, want ek weet, daar was criticism dat het 'n very male Grammys was, jy weet, in termen van beide die wenners en die samenstelling.
Ja.
En toe die duur dat nou so half probeer defend, maar jy feil dismally en net meer kritiek, want ek weet, Amanda Palmer het ook so gegaan, you know, I don't need the Grammys, ek function op my eie... Ja.
Maar weet jy wat denk hy, in die hele Me Too... Era, om so iets te sê nie. Ek meen, dis net stupid.
Dis male chauvinists. Onthou julle een paar jaar terug, daar was nou een fliek daar oor, toe was dit oor tennis. Die vrouwe kan nie, soos met die mans, compete nie, en daarom kry hulle minder geld, en toe is daar die Billie Jean King teen die mans naam nou vergeet, maar toe wend Billie Jean, en... Nou, lyk my, is dit maar fok.
Dis Wolo, dis die step wat Rihanna gedoen het.
Jy kan hom so afknik. Ha, ha, ha. Hoi, hoi, ha. Hololo. We gaan dit net so aan.
Ja, hy tel al hoe meer op.
Heere, ja, ek sien 7 minuten. Hallo, 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 oh, oh. Nou, hoe stap sy dan? So, met die ene hol in die lucht, of wat?
nee, sy doen nie, actually, ons het van die dansers gehad wat hierdie step al gedoen het, dus
kan jy dit doen?
Met die armpie.
Met die armpie en die beentjie wat by.
Ek onthou dit.
Yes.
Ja, dit lyk asof jy 'n ou kar opwen.
Ja, dit is precies.
Ah.
Maar jou een been is gebreek.
Ja. En wat van, wat van Elton en Skapie, Miley, hulle het gesing.
Hmm, het hulle?
Ja.
Ek wou het graag kyk, maar my flippin' PVR was effens siek.
Ek is, ja, glas half full. Ek dink is een van die beter Grammys wat ek gekyk het. Die opening was fenomenaal.
Ek hoor, het was fenomenaal.
En elke boodskap was precies oor wat in die political landscape aangaan. So dit was nogal, daar is een deel wat daar hierdie rapper was en hy het net gegaan en die liedjie het al gestop en hy het half gesê to every person all around the world you do not live in a shithole country wat Trump natuurlik gesê het en toe begin allemaal opstaan en hande klap en
allemaal daar in hulle shithole staan op oor die wereld.
Ja, maar die hololo.
Okay. En wat ek ook wou sê, ja, wat ek ook wou sê, is ek lees toe nou, dat, wat is die ou van Broadway, Harvey, is het Harvey?
Weinstein.
Nee. Fernstein.
Die goeie een.
Ja. Broadway, sir. Want die ander een is Hollywood.
Ja.
Die Moffie.
Ja.
Met de raspy. Sraag. En hy sê toe dat it's a couple of millionaires in a building but it takes Broadway to show them how to sing. So toe gaan Google ek nou verwoed vir Ben Vereen, nie wat sy naam? Ben
Platt.
Platt. En
that was amazing.
Wat het hy gedoen?
Hy het somewhere gesing uit West Side Story uit.
Oh, there's a place want, for us.
Want die Evan Hansen waarin hy was, het a Grammy gewen vir best cast recording.
Jy was seker happy, Bernard.
Ek was baie happy.
Want jy love most my music.
Ek loved it. En ek gaan het volgende weer kyk. Twee keer as ek kan.
Okay.
Maar ja, terug by die Grammys.
Sorry, ek net gevaar is, sê. Hy dink, hy kan het bekostig om weer Broadway toe te gaan. Speel net so. Okay. Twee keer sê jy. Okay.
Fok nou allemaal.
Wat sy naam nou weer, Ben is plat?
Ben plat, ja. Ben Splat, noem hy homself op Twitter, want hy spoeg me so as hy sing.
Dis raag, hy spoeg die mense
kwelle. Eerste drie rye kry altyd drie in jassies, as hulle shows gaan kyk.
Maar wat, kom maar kyk of ek kry dit.
Ja, hy het amazing gesing.
Hierso is dit wrachtig. Kom ons kyk. Misschien moet dat bykie harder, ne?
Ja.
What the fuck doen ek?
Dis ook jou oomfoon wat sag is.
O God. Waar is hy nou? Sing Ben. Ben is nou, wacht. So for us, ek sal instaan vir hom. Place with flowers and little moths.
Ja, dis amper so.
Dancing with the goths. This. Ja, en was het nice?
Ja, beter as dit, maar dit was rarig amazing. Maar wat my sad is sy performance word nie gepost soos wat Patti LaBelle sin gepost word nie, en allemaal gaan oor Patti LaBelle sy performance by die Grammys, toe sy Don't Cry For Me Argentina gesing het, en ek dink dit was pathetic. Ek gaan gestenig word op hier, allemaal in die musical industry, maar oor die algemeen hou ek nie van Patti LaBelle sy sang nie. Sy, alle hoë note skree sy, en sy was horrible by die Grammys gewees.
Wat kom ons hoor, want ek dink ek verstaan wat jy bedoel, want wat tyk jy die Broadway actors, nou weet wat hulle doen, hulle begin een trol kry, ja, maar hulle nie een trol moet heen nie. Verstaan jy, hulle vibreer?
Nee, ek verstaan dit, verskrikkelijk sê ek amper, ek verstaan dit verskrikkelijk, maar wat my pla van haar, sy sing nice, en sy act goed, maar as sy die hoë note slaan, dan skree sy, dis selfde issue wat ek met Beyonce het, ek kan nie vir Beyonce hanteer nie, want sy skree.
Maar dis heiligskennis wat jy nou
ek is jammer, maar dit is die waarheid. Iemand moet dit sê.
Maar denk jy nie, dis great dat hulle bykie weggestap het van die normale
populaire pop culture.
Hulle moet helemaal wegstap van die mic af.
Maar dit is great dat hulle a tribute gedoen het vir Dan of die Lifetime.
Nee, dit is amazing, want Broadway kom nooit na by die Grammys.
Ja.
So dit is amazing, maar hulle kon iemand anders ingesit het as vir Patty.
Ja, so dit was my refresh, ja, okay, daar
sy kon Patty gaan eet het in die dressing room.
En natuurlijk het hulle comedy album vir die eerste keer.
Wie, ja, wie het gewen?
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, ja, en Trevor Noah het het present. Oh,
wow.
Ja.
Ja.
So ek denk is tyd dat julle twee begin in
ja, maar,
studio kom.
Ja, maar Dave Chappelle is so terugkeer, has been so applauded in die tour wat hy doen en stuff. He is one of the greats who just walked away, took some time, and now he's back, bigger than ever, ja, ja. Bigger and better than ever, so, it makes a lot of sense.
Ja.
Ek kry nou nie vir Patty by die Grammys nie, wat moet ek sê?
Ek gaan kyk, ek denk my Samsung sal dat kan speel.
2018, Patty LuPone, ne, Evita.
Het ek gesê LaBelle? Ek is jammer, Patty LaBelle, jy is amazing.
Is te laat.
Ek het nou gepraat van LaBelle.
Ja, want ek weet Patty LaBelle is amazing, julle.
Is a WhatsApp van iemand se lawyer.
Patty LaPone is poes.
Hallo en Casper, this is Patty LaBelle's lawyer. I can't wait to fucking sue Bernard Bass.
Selfs, nee, laat ek nie daarin gaan nie.
Moenie.
Hierso kan ek...
Patty appeared at the 2018 Grammy Awards during the show's tribute to ALW and fellow Broadway great Leonard Bernstein to sing the classic Don't Cry For Me Argentina. Of course, it was completely perfect. Patty originated the lead role in the original Broadway run of Evita, so it was only fitting that her homecoming would be this beautiful number.
Maar hoe kom Patty
brought the house down, brought them to tears.
Dis hy, oor met die rolstoel se sister.
William, hoor, ek het hom hier so.
Ja, ok. Waar het jy dit? Op jou foon?
Op my Samsung.
Kan het amper nie glo nie.
Ja.
Okay, ek kom nou speel nie.
Trek dit gou vir my uit my Apple uit. As jy nie nou speel, gaan ek so lag. Hoe daar sit. Ons gaan nie die hele ding luister nie, hoor. Dat is hy. Wat sy kak is dit?
Maar, even as jy die vibrate wegvat, sy het een skrul trol.
But I love. Dit draak baie brood by daai, ne?
Maar, hoor nie, kan ek skip tot by die...
Wat a fuck gaan nou, I promise.
My vibrato.
Ek gaan nou.
My design. My
sister. Dis so plat. Dis is ek klink.
Ok, dit is genoeg van al. Ok, so dis Patty LaPone. Nie LaBelle nie. Patty LaBelle, if you're listening, we love you. We think you're eccentric. But at least you... What you do, Patty, is you...
Sing.
Interpret this Patty. I don't know. Ek hou van Patty LaPone. Sy's a legend. Yeah, sy's a legend.
A legend in the musical environment. En ek het nou gou-gou ook op my iPhone geklim. En ek wou sê dit is so, maar sy was die ma in Môre Is Nog 'n Dag. Life Goes On.
Rarig.
Ja. Die story oor die seentjie met Down syndroom. Kokkie.
Kokkie se mama. Oh my god.
En natuurlik Sting. Het een live performance gedoen.
Maar toch hij was die pa.
Wat bij die Grammy?
Ja. En hij het, sy wat, illegal alien?
Ja, alien in New York.
Englishman in New York.
Englishman in New York.
Hij dit natuurlijk gedoen, so die hele thema, maar dit was amazing. Allemaal het opgestaan en gejam.
Ek dig, maar maar Sting's early stuff, die police schutters is vir my nog steeds classic.
Ja, is amazing.
Is great band geweest.
Ek wil net gauw een bykie teruggaan. En net vertel dat verlede week was Han, het ek aan ons gesien. Voor ek nou vandag sien. Want ons het daai 3-in-1 show gedoen en ek en Hannes was op Rian. Ek weet nie of jy Rian ken nie. Hy is op Jacaranda. En wie is nog op Jacaranda, Bernard?
Nou, oomlik.
Ja.
Of wie kom?
Ja.
Alex J kom.
Hy is nou op Jacaranda vanaf môre, ja. So hy kom nie meer nie, hy's klaar daar. Hy's klaar daar. En dan is daar 'n baan
947 luisteraars juig.
Maar moet hy nou ook Afrikaans praat, want Barney Simon praat ewe skielik Afrikaans asof hy gebore is in 'n welkom.
Ja, I do know.
I do it all in Engels. Yeah. I kon nie, maar nou praat hy die hele tyd. En as jy nou raad soek van die slagter, bel vir ons. Ek dink miskien hulle word gevra na die Tumi incident om bietjie meer Afrikaans nou te praat om die Afrikaners te pacify.
Ja. Maar dit is my funny, want ek vang so nou en dan Barney's aan sy show op Jacaranda, en jy kan elke keer, want ek bedoel, ons allemaal ken vir Barney as heavy metal, ja. Toe hy nog by Five was destijds, maar jy kan elke keer dat hy, as hy een song moet speel van Celine Dion of Justin Bieber of
want
so,
jy kan
maar hy kan in die begin geweier om Celine te speel, want hy hou nie van Celine, en dis een van die rifts ek nie van hom hou nie.
Ja, maar kyk, daar's, jy kry celebrity DJs en bekende DJs, maar a DJ kan nie sê, hy hou nie daarvan, hy gaan dit nie speel nie. You know what I'm saying? Hy moet eindelijk
speel. Dit is geplaylist, ja.
Dit is geplaylist, hy moet fucking speel. As sy kondig het dan maar in Afrikaans aan. Ja. Celine Macro.
Macro.
Ja, nie Dion. but I was rudely interrupted by myself. As I was explaining to you that we were on Rian's show, ek en Hannes, en ek het Irene monsterkie gebring, Hannes. Wat, ons het geen improv, en ek het my so oulik, en ek doen ek vandag, want het is ook improv nou, nou as ander guest kom, Gilly Apta.
Yes.
As sy kom, en so moet ons bykie improv, want jy weet, mos, dit is, ek love dit, al sit, hoe kak, ek love dit.
Ons het baie lekker geimprov, in die 3-in-1 show ook nog, jy weet.
Yes.
Die Atterbury's
ervoor geslaan. Ek wens so, ek, mens kan dit nie terugkyk, want mens onthou niks af.
Ja.
Maar anyway, dit was ons op Rian.
Julle het gevra vir iemand se gunsteling veeverhaal, en mense sê, die drie varkies. Drie varkies. Eendag, nie so lang gelede, nie, was daar drie varkies, wat hulle self woonachtig in Kaapstad gevind het.
Hallo julle, ons is baie dors en baie vuil. My naam is Ottie.
My naam is Potty.
En my naam is Slotty.
Die drie varkies se mama het vir hulle gesê, hulle moet uit die huis uitgaan, oor die berg, en vir hulle self water gaan vind en moontlike huisie bou waar hulle kan bly.
Maar pas op net vir die wolf, kinders! Ja, mama!
Ja, mama!
Oh, mama!
Wie is dit?
Is ek die wolf? Ek het al klaar een van die kinders opgevreed. Ek is so honger.
Wat is dit?
My maag.
Dit is ook die klank van my Volkswagen. Okay. Alright, now we're going to change gears. Julle soek nou 'n fliek wat nou op die circuit is, né?
Ja.
Die drie varkies.
O ja.
En hulle is besig met improv en mense sê die fliek release eers die 8de Februarie, maar
wat?
In die styl van 50 Shades Freed.
Come on.
Enig lang, lang gelede was daar een mama varkie en drie varkies wat sy uit die huis geskoop het en een
bordeel
met...
Hallo, my naam is Oikie.
Wel, die mama het toe ontslag geraak van Oikie.
Mama!
En Poikie.
Nee!
En die ander ene, Grooikie. En toe begin sy een bordeel.
Hallo!
Eendag dag daar een nieuwe kliënt by die bordeel op.
Meneer Grys.
Goeiedag.
Dit lyk of hy in skaapklere is.
I laugh and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
Oh, promises, promises. Het jy een staple gun?
Dit is strooi, Olympie. Een stukkie hout. En een baksteen.
Dit is een vark. Dit is een vieslike vark.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, that's fantastic. Ek weet nie ook op die maddele geld sal wat terugvraan.
Ja, baksteen.
No idea.
Wat jy sing? Ek wil vir jou vertel wat ons het denk. En die van hunte en hunte daar, jou ma. Ah! oor jy sing nie, man. Jy weet nie baie oor jy sing nie, man. En ek sal jou hoor. Ek sal jou kry. En ek sal jou hoor.
This is something I discovered the other day. It was, I think, sy naam is Thijs Nijverheid.
Ja, ja.
En hy dit gedoen.
Ja, hy het al een paar baie cool goeders gedoen. David Katz is aan die Stephen Thijs Nijverheid saam met Jamie Sharp, wat so half die beats doen. En hy het een cool version van Bernoldus Niemans Snor City ook gedoen.
Ek in Pretoria. Ja, Pretoria. Maar dan moet ek cool vereerd stuff. Voel. Ek moet hulle eindelijk soe vir die copyright, ne?
Ja.
En dan geëerd voel.
En dan weer geëerd. Hannes, volgende week sien ek jou weer.
Ja.
It's Saturday, February the 10th in the year of our Lord 2018. En vir die Afrikaanse mense, dit is die dag van Sater. En February die 10th, 2018. And then there's, it's called Kings and Queens of Comedy. Hannes?
Yo. This it'll be taking place at the Sun Arena Times Square at Menlyn, Maine.
Yeah.
I've been there once.
For what?
For a gig. But not in the... No, I've never been to the Sun Arena. But
I was at,
in the
arena.
Complex for a smaller club gig.
You've been there,
it's
I
a lovely complex.
Yeah, I got Brian Adams daar gekyk.
Ja, jy te sê, ja, dit is...
Dit is rarig.
Beautiful binnen, maar kak buiten. Or what?
Dit lyk horrible buiten. Dit is rarig nie mooi plek nie, dit is baie lelik.
Okay.
But the inside is amazing. The seats are, I mean, it's like material seats that you sit on. It's not like the plastic garden chairs at the dome.
No. So it is, you can say the place is like a vagina. Horrible outside, but lovely inside.
Soft and squishy.
Soft and squishy inside, yeah. Yes.
We are, you can hear a voice, it's not Rian, that is, it's a baller wat opgegaan. It is our extra special guest. And she's also going to be part of the lineup. We're going to go through the whole lineup now. But her name is Gilly Apter.
That's right.
And I know her because I've worked with her on Famous Last Words.
Mm, that's right.
Hi. How are you? Well, I haven't seen you in a while.
So nice to see you.
Well, welcome to our show.
Thanks. It's great to be here. I don't know what was going on here before. There was something about pigs.
Here with us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's thought you meant the sex show. And yeah, no. They are pigs. No, this was like something Hannes and I did on a guy called Rian's slot. That sounds all sexual now.
I think I've heard enough.
So have I. So let's not discuss that. Let's discuss this. Queens and Queens.
Yeah.
Now, the Kings and Queens are going to be in Durban. Aren't they going to be in Cape Town? At
no,
all?
They it seems not. No,
were
no.
In PE.
And they were in PE.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think they're in Durban on the 8th. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Maar is voor. Maar Saterdag is het dan nou in Pretoria. By die Menlyn's Times Arena Times Square. So it's for me.
No, die plek.
For me, it is like I'm excited because I haven't been to this place. How many people can it take, Bernard?
I asked that question.
I think 7,000.
Oh my God.
I can go just quickly make
for
sure.
For a moment,
for
I thought you were just going to stop at 7. And then I was like, then there's more comedians than audience.
It's a sold out night.
I asked, and it was a few thousand. And I asked because I'm terrified.
I am a little bit.
I wanted to ask you, about this.
This will have been the biggest show that I've done. By a lot, though. By a lot.
But it's because of the venue.
What do you mean?
So, for me, it's also one of the biggest shows I've ever done because of the venue. I mean, it's so That's big.
Huge. Oh, right. Hey? Brian Adams.
Yeah.
We're talking Brian Adams, darling.
If Brian Adams can be there.
There, and then we are there. I mean...
That's why they needed so many of us.
We are being humbled. We're going to be so humble. Mm.
But you, on the night, you have to be like a badass motherfucker. You can't be like...
No, you can't, you know, you can't be humble.
Yeah.
You're going to be badass, a lot of energy, run around on stage.
I'm terrified, I have to tell you.
Just use that terrifying. Use the terrification, what do you call it? And yes, just run around.
Terrification.
The terror.
I had Chris Forrest's advice given to me. That was like
Yoda?
I think we got
Say that in Yoda's voice.
But Chris said to me, the key to an event like this is hope that you're on in the first half and stick to time.
All
like
right.
So that then people remember you.
But why are you telling now all the comedians know the secret?
Yeah, because you know what, I've already asked that I want to be in the first half.
Yeah.
So I can, you know, because they're going to be so tired.
Yeah.
After That's 3 hours. Me. And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Casper de Vries.
Well, imagine how bad it is. Welcome Gilly Apter. And they're like, oh, who? What? Yeah. Where?
We should have bought tickets to Brian Adams.
We're here for Brian Adams. Where is he?
Now, he's been here, lady. Your ticket is late, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, I come to these places, I have to show to get in. I can't get in. I have to show them my face on the poster next to my face.
My VIP card, yeah.
I just want to say that Ricardo, our old friend, remember Barna?
I do. The,
he brought us Portuguese rolls.
Rolls?
Yeah, food.
Food, but not Portuguese rolls.
Oh, are you, Ricardo? Are you married? I think you are now, eh? Oh, man. And you had the accordion or something. Ricardo, when you can, you must come visit us again, eh? Please, and I want to bring a shanty and fucking pretzels from Portugal. And you know, this year you're going to be at the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm not drunk or having a stroke. It was just difficult to say Eurovision Song Contest for some reason. But you're going to be in Portugal this year. Are you going? I wish I could go. I've never been to Portugal, and I really want to see it. Why am I talking to Ricardo as if he's here?
So confusing. Yeah. I thought maybe there's something I missed. Yeah. Like maybe you can all hear Ricardo and I can't.
Yeah, he's like on Skype or something. Yeah. But thanks for writing, Ricardo. Okay, so now, let's see who we got here.
Get wet, my partners.
That's jammer. Fuck, my partner like well of them, jammer, man. So just hou net daai ding dop as jy sien daar gebeur iets.
Yes.
Laat ons lees.
Yes, definitely.
Want jy kan WhatsApp. So the people will be the following. It is Riyad Musa MC. So is he the managing creditor? No, what does MC stand for?
It means he's the host of the ceremony.
Have you done comedy before, Casper? I'm worried. I was worried about myself, now I'm worried about you, and I'm worried. If you don't know MC,
is he the medical MC? But why don't
I see ceremony monster?
Yeah, but why don't they say host then? Oh, master of ceremonies.
Yes.
So what does that mean? Is he going to be funny and then bring people up?
Yes.
Hy gaan mense opbring.
Ja, maar nie opbring nie. Ja.
But I've never
the proceedings.
I've never met Riyad Musa. But I know of him.
He's great.
Didn't he do Material?
Yes.
That movie? Yeah.
If you haven't met him, if you've never met him, what he does is he's going to do an insanely brilliant, like, 2 minutes before he brings you on, and then you're going to die.
And then you have to pick it up from there.
Yeah.
Mm. So, but isn't he a medical doctor?
He is.
Yeah, so he can revive you.
Afterwards, if I die on stage. Mm. Okay, fantastic. And die on stage, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, that is what we comics say when you don't get laughter. We say, ooh, God, I've died on stage. So Riyad, what kind of comedy does he do? Is it like intellectual, or does he fall around, or
it,
what?
It is very, very clever kind of stuff.
It's clever, And does he do it in Indonesian, or does he do English?
No, he does it in English.
He
references his own cultural background a lot. He talks about his kids a lot. I know last year or a year ago, or a few years ago, he did a show about turning 40 as well. So it's
quite old.
Relevant, observational kind of stuff. But he's sharp as a tack.
Riyad Samusa. Hit oral waar hy gaan, and I can't wait to see him. I've never seen him. I know of him, And it would, I think, be a great, great honor for him, for him to meet me. So I will be there. He certainly seems to have a remedy for the nation's ills, they say. A healthy dose laughter. Straight up. Hold the aspirin. You know, I drink one aspirin a day.
Really? Yeah, it's good for you.
Do you smoke it?
I do. Because that's the way I got off coke, was to snort the aspirins.
Very good.
And grandpa's?
No, dead. Dead, both of them. Then, oh, he's talking about his father. You're right, Varnas. He still talks about his father after 5 years, and his three kids, and his husband.
There's
what? Like, his husband? Is he gay?
He is. He gives a snapshot of his life. No, he's not.
But why does it say his husband?
He talks about himself as a husband.
You read it then?
He gives the audience a snapshot into his life. Father of three kids, husband, comedian, actor, and with all the current cultural and political issues thrown in.
Well, I can't
wait. Casper's podcast, the birthplace of the misunderstanding.
You don't understand. Literally. But now we know. God, people are going to know him now. And then there is one, I don't know if you know him, Gilly, Alan Committee.
Yeah, sure.
What do you think of him?
I think he's delightful.
He is. He's also clever, hey?
Yeah, he is.
But Alan's got a natural just talent.
I think it'd be more fun if we spoke about which comedians are dumb.
Yeah.
Now, we're coming there.
There's 15 to choose from, so I'm sure we're going
to... No, I was going to say, like, everyone always says comedians like are generally intelligent, but maybe that's not true.
Not everyone. No. Not everyone, but Alan is intelligent. Yeah. He's like the friend of the show on the Casper Radio Show. He's been here the most of all people.
Really?
Yes. And he's been knighted.
Incredible.
By a lot of people. Okay. And we knighted him as well.
So we should refer to him as Sir Alan Committee.
Actually, I'm talking cuck. After the knighting, he was made an Order of the Yeovil of the Guard. So he's Lord Committee now.
Oh,
a whole committee. And he has traveled the globe, they say, sharing his hilarious brand of madness.
The globe in Goldreef City?
Yeah, all over. He's gone from the east door to the left door, and now he's going to be in Pretoria. Alan Committee, that's nice. And then third, they mentioned me.
Yeah.
Isn't that absolutely
what fantastic? Jokes are you going to do?
I don't know.
Okay.
But apparently, listen, Gilly, I've been on scene for over 30 years.
Wow.
So you started when you were 12?
Yes. I think I'm going to be the oldest people in the fucking building.
Yeah.
Don't you?
No.
I don't think
I'm
so.
Sure.
Huh? Who else? Who's older than me here? No one. I'm the oldest.
It's the east of Pretoria. There's a lot of crimpies in that part of the world.
But they're not going to come and watch a comedy show with me, do you think? I mean, amongst people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so I am the oldest, and I'm witty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm whitish. And then I'm actually coy, part coy. But I'm witty, whitey as well. And razor sharp humor. Ow, what? I'm just... My tongue is bleeding. Razor sharp. And I'm hilarious, Gilly.
Well, that's a good thing. Because at least you have that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Who wrote that? You or someone else?
No, I wrote
it. Oh, good.
I like how you went through all the bios and then you stopped at you.
Yeah. No, but I was number
three.
Thank
you very much for being with us today.
No, we're coming to you, Gilly.
No, I don't.
Gilly and Hannes might be there.
Seriously. This is Kings and Queens. I feel like I'm like the Cinderella of this thing.
No,
and if I don't go on before 12, I'm definitely going to turn into a vampire.
Who's the person who's walking next to the Queen's carriage?
I don't know.
What they call
some
them?
Some basic bitch.
No, but they called something. Beef eater or what? No.
No, that's a gin.
But anyway,
handmaid.
Gilly, you're the handmaid.
Oh.
Have you seen
comedy.
That? I don't want to be that. Ooh, have you watched The Handmaid's Tale?
But they're going to make a follow-up. How? Because
it's
the book is
depressing.
Finished.
I don't know.
Now they're going to make a follow-up.
They have to because there's something we don't know. We need to know what's going to happen to that chick.
Did she get a child? Another one?
I don't know. I'm traumatized. I can't remember. I blacked out at the end of that series.
I didn't watch it.
But anyway, we've still got to go.
I was preparing for the Kings and Queens.
Yeah. We've got a couple of to go before. In the 20, number 23, 4, Gilly is your name. Now we got number four, and that is Donovan Goliath.
Yes. What a chap.
I love him, but I don't know who he is. Is he the one that... But is he, okay, how many are there? Three.
Yes. Okay, unless you include Kate.
No, I don't want to. So Donovan is bold.
No. That's bold. Nicholas. Yes, is bold.
Nicholas is bold. Oh,
do we list them by their worst? Do we list people here by their worst attributes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just wanted to check what the rules were.
I like Donovan. He's funny.
I shit you not, and I think it's Donovan that they were obviously referring to. But I saw the other day just on one of the, you know, obviously because Kings and Queens being advertised and on Facebook, and I saw someone comment, "I'm really looking forward to seeing Riyad Musa and the Thin Goliath."
Ah, bitch!
The thin Goliath.
God, the thin Goliath. But he is funny. I didn't know him that well, and I saw him the other day on some TV show, which I was also in, and he was on the panel, and I thought he was funny.
He is funny.
Then we got Gilly Apter. Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
And she has entertained audience all around the country with her unique style.
I like that. That blurb could go for anyone. Yeah. Literally anyone. It's perfect.
So are you going to have observational humor? Are you going to go out and say, you know, Pretoria, do you also sometimes when you walk past your swimming pool?
I mean... Yeah,
you're going to do that.
Yeah, it's exactly. In fact, that's my first joke. That is how I open every set. Yeah. Hey, Pretoria, you know how it feels when you're like this and then the thing happens and then you're like that? Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah. What's up with that?
You got to add the what's up with that.
Yeah, what's up with that? Am I right? Sometimes I go, am I right?
Am I right? Yeah.
Just to vary it.
Yes.
Yeah.
How long do you have to perform for? I'm just worried for you.
I think 10 minutes.
Okay. So you have to be there for 10 minutes.
I mean, I don't know that I have to. I think, you know, once you're up there...
Maybe after three and there's nothing happening, you can go.
If there's nothing happening, do you know what I like to do when there's nothing happening?
Yeah?
I like to continue anyway.
Yes. Fucking kill them.
Yes.
Torture them.
If they don't like me...
Yes.
Then I want to punish them for not liking me.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
But it's just to be able to withstand pain. How much can you stand?
But you see, all you do is you channel Justin Bieber and just the non-silence and the boos, you make screams in your head and you just block it off.
Right.
So you just carry on.
Well.
So they're going to go, let's try it. Can you tell a joke? And Hannes and I will be aggressive Pretoria viewers.
Okay. Fine.
Welcome, it's Riyad Musa. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back. I'm Riyad. I did a movie called Material, and I've just recovered financially. And now, here is Gilly Apter.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Woo! Thank you. Thank you.
Gilly, I love you.
Thank you. Hello, Times Square, New York.
Yo.
My ys het gesmelt in my brandas. Ek gaan vir my nog kry.
Okay, Kobus, skryf vir my ook een.
This is helping. This is helping. This is exactly how it's going to go. Fuck you, Pretoria.
Yay! This is... She's swearing, eh?
Yo, ek like it. Ys het jou, Pieter! Pieter!
That's basically what it's like in my head most of the time. That's what I imagine.
You must carry on, huh? Boom!
Fuck you, you live here. I'm going back to Stanton. Have a nice life. Thank you.
Nice.
That was almost 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Good, eh?
Very
good. Really good.
I think you should be confident now.
Yeah, I feel fine, actually. I feel like this could be worse.
It could be.
This was worse, I think. It can't get any worse.
No. And you're just tough, and you just... They'd say, fuck you, I'll say, fuck you, and then when they're mean.
That's new, a comedian heckling the crowd.
Yes.
That's really cool.
That's very good,
that angle.
Yeah, you there.
Come on and abuse people.
Yeah.
From beginning to end.
Hey!
Any racist in the house?
Yeah. Exactly. Come on, lift your paw. Hannes Brummer's comedic style, Gilly, is highly energetic and physical. And he goes on about his Afrikaans heritage. It's like he goes on about it. So that you go on it, you go on a tantrum.
Yeah.
The battle.
Tangent.
I'm not English. The battle.
He's improvising.
I'm improvising. The butler of the sexist and becoming a dot.
Yeah.
So
Hadat, I have converted to Islam.
I'm Hadat. And the battle of the the battle of the sexes. Mm. Okay, so you are being categorized.
Are you going to fight a woman?
Apparently, that's a wrestling
I think you could
man.
Do that in the first half or the second half.
Andy Kaufman. Yeah,
very Andy Kaufman wrestling.
If I'm going to wrestle a woman from Pretoria, I'm likely to lose.
Actually,
if you see me bombing on stage, will you tackle me? Just come across the stage, just tackle me right off.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay? That's nice.
That'll be fun.
And then you say, Gilly was sponsored by ISIS. Because you bombed.
Oh, no.
Jason, that's the kind of humor you have to stoop to. Yes. Jason Goliath is larger than life. His infectious energy and laugh has made him one of South Africa's most sought after. So he's never there. Mm. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Goliath, again, is not here. We're seeking him. He's sought after. And we'll tell you if we find him.
Yeah. Stop your Lucy.
Stop your Lucy. So Jason might
Jason
not
performed
be
on Saturday night at a show that I was on as well.
And was
he
funny?
Went on first and he destroyed, but like people were screaming.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then I went on.
And?
It was quieter.
What does he do?
It's always tricky if you go on after someone who just absolutely murders a room.
Yes.
And then you kind of go,
But was it a Goliath gig?
No.
No. Because I would say, why would you put him on first?
No, he had to go to another gig, so he went on
first. Oh, my God, is he one of those now?
He's that busy.
He's got two busy. Shows a night.
Yeah, bruh.
Ooh.
Is that good?
Oh, where? Now, what kind of material does he do these days? Let me just, I don't want to know that I could do, don't do the same.
He does have a joke now that he's doing, which is a trip. He talks about a trip that he takes with his fiancé to the gynecologist. So I think you might be clear.
Oh, that's nice. I'm clear there.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've got the proctologist one, so that's better.
Let that be your territory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think he's going to do the
I don't want to give anything away, you know.
No, we must ask him. Okay, and then there's Joey Razdeen. He doesn't need much introduction. Well, I'm going to ask you, can you introduce him to me? Who is he?
Joey Razdeen, nobody really knows him.
No.
He's a sort of an unknown up-and-comer. You know, he likes to do jokes about acronyms a lot.
Mm. Like what? Like NASA?
Yes. I'm not going to give away his acronyms because
don't do all of his
jokes, and those are his only jokes. And I don't know what he's going to do if he doesn't do that.
So he's going to say OMG, and then he's going to say what it means.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly right.
But that's very Mark Lottering as well. So here we got a clash. We got to get Joey and Mark together before the show, I think, just to check acronyms.
But I have seen this because I've known Joey for quite some time, and he was actually the comedian that encouraged me to do my first open spot because I was working on another thing with him at that time. And if you really want
what
to piss
open
Joey,
spot? What's the open
like
spot?
Like when you start comedy and you're doing unpaid 5-minute spots because no one trusts you enough yet. And then they try and motivate you by telling you you're not getting paid because you haven't died enough
I'm
yet.
Still an open spot, like, but I'm one of those open spots that's like crawling, like just clawing at the top of the open spot, and the other open spots are still trying to pull me down into the pit, but I'm trying to claw out.
You're clawing out.
Yeah.
Are you sponsored by Clearasil, being an open spot?
See what you did there.
I don't want to help you with that joke.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, if you really want to piss Joey off, just confuse him with Mark Lottering.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is the most offensive thing you can do to him, I think.
Okay, we must tell him.
Possibly. But Joey is really funny.
I know him. I know him so well. And so he is going to be there talking about... Well, I have seen his acronym. I have seen it. Then a teacher turned comedian, Kanyisa Bunu.
Kanyisa Bunu, yes.
Okay, tell me about her.
She's wonderful.
I love her. Yeah.
She's so good.
What does she do?
She was a school teacher, and now she just destroys in every place she goes. She's so funny.
Does she ask questions afterwards?
She does not. Okay. In fact, I don't think she teaches anybody anything.
Okay.
Anymore.
But she's really cute. Like, you wanna put her in a little glass case in your house. She's just like...
She is like the
word. If you tried really, to put really her funny. In a what? Glass case in your house, she would smash your face.
Yes.
What is a frikadelliki in English?
Meatball.
Is she like a little meatball? Yes. Why are you all laughing at me? Is she a fucking meatball?
Are you a meatball?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm just glad. I just want to see what territory we're in.
I'm a meatball.
She's brilliant. She's hilarious. She opened for Trevor, Noah. Funny.
Wow.
For like 12,000 people.
Is she a meatball?
And she is not. She is a human woman.
Okay, then.
So she cannot also be a meatball.
She cannot be a
meatball. Maybe she makes meatballs, but I haven't asked her that question.
Okay, so we have now gone, I think it's nearly time for interval in the show next week.
We can't even get through talking about this. This show is going to be mad.
Yeah, mad. I think we must continue later because it's quite hot. Do you find it hot?
No.
I find it very hot.
Maybe it's because you're getting nervous about the Sun Arena.
Menables.
Never. Remember, I was born in Pretoria, eh? Oh, they're my people. They are my people.
Will you give me some jokes then?
Yeah, I can help you with that.
Yeah, give me some jokes.
But I think what you did was wonderful. Just cock on them.
Okay.
They love that.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to improvise for 10 minutes on my biggest show that I've ever done. That's good advice for comedy. It's actually, if you want to be a comedian.
And remember what Gus was saying, cock on them.
And make fun of their rugby team. Yeah. They love that.
As in just.
Yeah,
the trail downs and.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Just trash the blue bulls. You'll be fine.
They love that.
They love that.
They really love that.
They love it if you trounce in the blue bulls. Yeah. The blue bulls.
Is that a basketball team?
And also, you know what they find really funny?
Okay, I love your basketball team, the blue bulls.
Okay.
And I've seen them. They all stay in the Avril Elizabeth house. They're going to love you.
Okay, perfect.
And take an old South African flag and burn it on stage. Yeah. That'll really endear you to them.
This is basically 5 minutes of my set. Thank
already.
You guys are so kind.
It's fine. And do you make sure
people told me comedians are like assholes and they don't want you to win and they want you to fail. I mean, look at this camaraderie. just helping me.
Yeah. And make sure your insurance is up to date. That's all I can say. Your life insurance. That's all. Just check it.
Okay.
Beforehand.
Fine.
Now, Gilly, every now and then we got Bernard here on the show, and he comes forth and tells us about all kinds of gayish news from around the world. It has become time now to break quickly and... let me play something I discovered. I discovered a lot of things yesterday. And this is something I discovered. And after that, we're going to go on the gay news, Bernard, if that's okay with you. But this thing was an ad for Tantvesi. Remember Tantvesi?
I love Tantvesi. It's a sanitary dukies.
Saduka.
Yeah.
Yeah, I discovered this yesterday as well on my computer.
Ons onderbreek die huidige programmering om oor te skakel na die noorde van Suid-Gauteng by die Hartbeespoortdam waar daar berig word dat alle water verdwyn het. Wetenskaplikes beskryf hierdie gebeurtenis as kontverstommend. Kom ons skakel oor na Espatata Wessels by Harties.
Hallo, Espatata Wessels by Hartbeespoortdam. Ek staan hier by jou ooggetuie wat alles gesien het. Hallo, wat is die naam?
My naam is Sunny.
Sunny, kan jy ons vertel wat precies gebeur het?
Ek was hier en ek het iets om te bieg.
Exklusief op die nuus.
Ek was besig om broodkrummelkies uit te haal vir die swane. En per abuis het ek my sakkie sanitaire doeke laat val in die dam. En binne 'n paar sekondes was al die water opgeslurp. Ja, dit wys jou, Tantvesiese sanitaire doekies, gelyn met agaat, seeanemoon en die revolutionêre Rexlot. Die revolutionêre
Rexlot
slurp alle vloeistoffies op.
Maar wat is daar die kilometer hoë wolboel wat daar in die verte staan?
Dit is 'n sanitaire doekie met die Hartbeespoortdam binne-in.
Wow!
Tantvesiese sanitaire doekies. Dit laat jou kont verstom.
It's that time, boys and girls. Hannes, Rian, Gele, sit ready, and let's hear what happened out there somewhere.
Out there somewhere. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars het eventually begin. En ons is so excited. Ons is so excited. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Maar daar's 'n kinkel in die kabel hierdie seisoen.
Oh no.
Dis nou die derde seisoen van die All-Stars.
Ja.
En ek weet nie of julle obviously het was daar 'n seisoen van RuPaul's Drag Race, seisoen 1. Maar niemand onthou dit nie.
Ek onthou dit.
Dis nêrens beskikbaar nie.
Ek onthou dit.
Ja. It was just smaller scale at that stage.
Very small.
Can I interrupt quickly?
As always.
When we did Casper Rasper Veer in 2009, I think. And then I saw that show. It was like one lamp. And it was like, and the winner wins $5,000.
$20,000.
And then I told the crew, we were recording, and I told them, yes, this guy, he says, sashay away. And we were laughing. And now look at this hit phenomenon.
Is it a worldwide phenomenon?
Not about me, but about Wu.
Yeah, well, net op daardie weer raak, want dit was, die prysgeld was $20,000 vir die eerste ene. Okay. Dis nou $100,000 vir die wenner. So dis hoe groot die show geword het.
Yeah.
Maar, na al die queens ingesit is in die show, geannounced is en allemaal het hulle introductions gedoen, toe kom Rue, soekers vir 15 minute in die show in. Toe kom sy uit en sy sê, bewag, ek het nog iets. Toe announced sy 'n 15de queen vir die season. Die ene, Bibi Zahara Zinay. Anyway. Die wenner van seisoen 1. Wat almal van vergeet het.
En is sy fabulous.
It's okay. It's okay. She's not like drag is now. She's
old school.
She's pretty, but old school drag. It's not like painted faces and weird and anything. Maar nou is daar 'n conspiracy aan die gang. When the season started with a whole like a mockery of a Handmaid's Tale, where Alaska and Detox came out in the whole red cloaks and everything like the Handmaid's
the
Tale.
Whole red
yes, the whole one, not a half one, a whole one.
Brilliant.
And in the show, there's a mole that's like
a what?
A mole.
Oh, in the Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
As in blind as a mole.
Yeah.
Or mole.
No, mole.
Mole. Her name
but
is in, Mole.
But info. But info gear.
A doity doity rat.
Now, the conspiracy is that Bibi is a mole in this season. And she's just there to, basically, she's not going to win anything. She's not going to be in the bottom two to lip sync for a life or anything. She's just going to be there to showcase her talents, to be known again, so that RuPaul can do an all-stars winners only season.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Het jy al soveel wenners? Is al 8 seisoene?
9.
Oh, okay. I remember they are lip syncing for their legacy.
Yeah.
In this
Not for the lives.
Dis gewoonlik die bottom two lip sync for their lives. Nou is dit die bottom two staan een kant toe en die top two lip sync for their legacy en die wenner van die lip sync sê, okay, jy gaan huis toe.
Jy moet volk.
Ja, from the two that Rue said you are not good, the two bottoms. And then that's the way they talk.
Yeah.
These people.
Yeah, the two tops kiss. But the bottom gaan huis toe.
No, the two bottoms and then one top decides which bottom will then go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
See, because I was slow in the update with RuPaul's Drag Race in any case, but you guys are always talking about
it. Yeah, you have to update.
And then I started watching it, and because previously,
the only
show that I watched that had flamboyant men in bright costumes was the WWE.
Use it in your show next week.
Yes.
But listen, but what does
and
your
I love
wife
it.
Say?
It's like so addictive.
This,
like you can really
entertaining
watch
in,
it.
Yeah.
Hannes, what does your wife say when she catches you watching RuPaul's Drag Race?
No, I don't watch it in secret.
We watch it together. There's no skeletons in my closet. Yeah.
What say jy? What flop jy daar? What a skeleton?
Yes, so, neons love it. We watch it together.
He's not in RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. That might have been a bit of a...
Honey, I got a surprise tonight.
Yeah.
Is it Castile? No. It's castles.
Start your engines.
Did we talk about you, Hannes?
Yes.
That you're a director now.
I'm learning how to direct.
Yeah, I know, but I'm also sending you up a lot because I've heard about that, but I'm actually impressed that you are going to become a director because I know that you're going to then cast me in stuff.
Yes.
And I'm very easily to direct me in something you'll see. Direct me?
Direct me? Cassie,
Yeah.
Skakel oor na Bernard vir die res van skeners skeer jou kinders skeer en skinner ja.
Goed Bernard, kom ons hoor wat het jy nog te sê.
Was baie nice Cassie, baie nice.
Was baie nice, ja.
Baie dankie.
En dan, Casper's favorite movie op die oomblik
is?
Wat is het Casper?
Call Me By Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name.
How did you see that? I want to see that.
Yeah, a cute movie.
Carry on.
We have ways and means. Mm. Oh, wait. Before you go on, let me play something from it. And then you can play it underneath.
Okay.
You can play underneath, Bernard. Mm. I'm not going to hog your time, eh? Let me just find the fucking thing.
I'm just going to hog your time.
I'm just going to hog your time a little bit. So, what about that movie?
Classy. Well...
yeah.
And fade and go.
The two actors, Army and Timothy,
yeah,
went back.
Have they now decided to stay together?
No. That happens in your dream. They went back to the town where they shot most of the film.
Which is where?
Crema for your
Crema for your da itzi.
And they held a screening of the film there. And then Army tweeted, "Grow up, Crema. See you at midnight."
Oh, you know why I did that?
Yes.
Because it's his line from the movie.
Yes.
Grow up. Because Elio writes, "Where are you?" And he writes back to him, "Grow up. See you at midnight."
Mm. I watch it with you.
Spoiler alert.
And then, so you wrote to Crema, "Grow up. See you at midnight."
Yes. And also... He added, "Name of my costume."
Sorry, yeah?
I also tweeted after that, "Those who bring speakers and booze will get free hugs."
I wish I was there, man.
Yeah.
I heard, you know, Bernard, I heard along the grapes that they are actually going to make another one.
Oh.
Same age.
Gaan hulle dan grapes gebruik in die perskes, nie?
Ja. Hy gaan dan grapes gebruik en hy gaan sê...
He comes in a peach in a movie.
Okay, ja. Lekker, give it away.
Spoiler
alert. No point now. I don't even want to watch
it. You don't have to watch
it.
No, he's just spoiled it.
What? No, it's not spoiled. It's still beautiful.
He spoils the speech.
And the peach.
The speech. You spoiled your speech. And... Call Me Again by Your Own Name or something, the follow-up.
Call Me by My Name.
Yeah, that's the biggie.
Okay, so Call Me by
Your Name.
But I think there should be a follow-up.
Call Fuck Me by My Name.
It was nice and cute and that's enough now. There's no point of going further with the story.
You can go again and then...
I think they should turn it into a 13-part series.
Now fuck off.
Musical.
Take it into syndication and just go all the way with this thing.
Yeah, HBO will pay.
Put a peach on the post and let's go.
Life is a peach and then you fuck it. Any more news?
Yes. Back to RuPaul's Drag Race. Do you remember the contestant Peppermint?
This music is emotionally confusing.
Peppermint.
The movie as well. Peppermint.
Who's Peppermint?
Peppermint from season 9. Yeah.
What
bleached curly hair, What was her drag name? Peppermint.
Yeah, but what was her, like, feature? Did she go, hello, or thinking?
No, or there's only two of them that do stuff like that.
Okay, who are they?
Fucking Peppermint.
What does Peppermint do?
Drag. It's in like season 9. She was a contestant in season 9. Moving on.
It's not like Peppermint Patty from...
Peppermint is awesome.
Charlie
she
Brown.
Will be... She is amazing. She will be the first transgender woman to star in a Broadway musical.
Oh, I thought on Drag Race. Oh. Yeah. I remember Peppermint. She didn't know whether she was Arthur or Martha.
Yes.
I remember... Yeah.
On the show, she basically came out as transgender.
My God.
So she will star in Head Over Heels, a musical based on the hits of the Go-Go's.
Oh. Yeah. I thought it was a porn thing, Head Over Heels. Oh, that's Heel Over Head. Yeah. Oh.
So I think that can be a nice, like a jukebox musical type of thing.
Okay, and do you think Peppermint can carry it off for so long?
I think so.
You think so?
She's a good dancer, and she can sing live, and...
Ain't no party like a cha-cha party, because a cha-cha party go... Ah,
is that Peppermint?
No, that's yeah. Lou.
Oh.
Cha-cha, bitch.
You should always introduce this segment with that.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. No, we got our own. We actually recorded our own. Oi, oi, oi. That works well.
Yeah?
Yeah. And not that I'm a fan, but still on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, my God.
Katya. You remember Katya?
No, I love Katya.
Love Katya. We all love Katya.
Katya.
I'm strangled in my... Tangled. Strangled. Katya announces a hiatus from drag.
Oh, what can she do?
She's just going to take a break because she's going insane. And she spoke about her drug addiction and...
Drag addiction.
Drug. So it's a drug addict. And
still, is she still one? So,
what does that mean?
You will always be one.
You just, no, anybody, I sit in pantoffels in a Japan. Is that how I hate
it? No, she says, I'm a language student first, an artist second, and a drag queen third.
Oh.
So she's just taking a break from drag to not go back to using drugs, to fall back and relapse. So, yeah, she's doing it to survive like Gloria Gaynor, she said.
Oh, she will. Interesting. She will.
What a reference.
It is a great reference and a very gay one.
Very gay.
Yeah. Oh, we love Katya, so she can't cope anymore.
Yeah. And I get it. I mean, I've been there and you have to take yourself out of situations to keep yourself clean. So good for her for noticing that she has to do that.
Rian, did you know that Bernard was a very, very hard drug user?
Yes, I saw you posted a couple of months ago that you've been cleaned for quite a while.
Yeah. Very, cleaned.
Very, very inspirational, buddy. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. But you had a picture on Facebook yesterday, where you like 9 years ago, but you look very. But you had a picture on Facebook yesterday where you looked very hard, cut lines and mean and evil. When was that?
Evil. I had a pink feather boa around my neck. How's that evil?
No, but your lines were like.
I was high. Was in that picture.
I could see something wasn't right.
Yeah.
You thought you were just high, but you were also evil.
I was also evil. I didn't know that.
Okay.
I thought the pink feather boa will...
Well, not evil.
Get the evil away.
Not evil, but mean.
Mean. Well, also, I mean, my makeup, I thought I can just put on like a pink lip gloss and I'm in drag.
Oh, there's no base or something.
So
that's why you look so cuck, yeah. Mm. Yeah, you look
thin lips.
Yeah.
Now the lips are bigger and bolder.
Very nice. And you've also learned now to put Vaseline on the camera lens, which is great.
What? Old trick.
Oh,
from Lucille Ball. Golden days. Yeah. Put some Vaseline on the camera.
Yeah.
And then like it prachtig.
Okay. No, Samsung does it for their Vaseline built in.
Oh, the filter.
Nice.
Into the phone,
Gefilte fish.
Yeah.
So
it is Shabbos, so that's very appropriate.
Is it Shabbos?
Yeah.
What does that mean? It's a whiskey, eh?
Yes, absolutely right.
We got a section on the show.
Shabbos Regal.
Shabbos Regal.
Called
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Out there, you see. And that's where we play things that are not quite well. Or spectacularly unique. But today it's not quite well. In preparation for Pretoria, Kelly, mm-hmm. I'm going to play you one of the greatest bands ever to come out of Pretoria. And this was years ago. And they sing
Cucumber Zoo.
Where did they go when they came out of Pretoria?
Cucumber Zoo.
Did they come out of Pretoria and into a peach?
They didn't have money.
No, it was an apple
for
peach.
That. That was a dried peach. That's what he called his wife. Yeah, that is a fucking gedroogde perske, sonny. What the hell? Can you not be nervous and break me? So, this is the song, and what it was the first rap in Afrikaans as well.
Brace yourself.
Rap.
The Tani's gonna rap. That's not the Tani. Here she comes.
Mommy.
Mommy.
Is alles nou verby? Is papi veilig by Jesus daarboe? Weet papi dat ek nou hom verlang? Ach, mommy. Ek verlang toch so na papi. Al is papi nie hier nie. Hoor, hy kom nog altyd na ons roep. As hy van die myn afkom. Ek kan nie glo dat papi nie meer na ons sal roep nie.
Deal with it.
Ach, my kindie, papi sal nooit weer na ons roep nie, want liewe Jesus het hom kom haal.
O, God.
Ek dink nie aan my nie, maar aan jou, my kindie. Vir jou en vir my was papi baie lief. Alles wat papi gedoen het, was uit liefde. Niks was vir hom te veel of te zwaar, solang ons net gelukkig kon maak.
Has got to be, before Eminem, the world's first white rapper. I don't know why she never made it. I don't know why she didn't
She made
it! That time.
She was big in Pretoria. There's a statue.
Is it die Brils?
Yeah.
Mm. I think been. This is how you should get brought on to stage at Kings
and Queens. I think you should play that for your entrance.
Ma, yo, Bril.
Or you think my entrance?
I think your entrance.
Oh. I'll
do an English cover of it.
That's yes. Brilliant. That is
yo,
brilliant.
Bril, send up us the best.
Which one was that?
Wat jy so ges op die Bril sing sing het haar beentjies gee
meel. Yeah, but this is like you gotta be Afrikaans to understand the depth of the tragic.
Yeah, you see,
do you understand Afrikaans?
A little bit, but I feel like understanding the language is not enough. You have to actually be Afrikaans.
Did you hear how natural she was?
Um,
I'm, but the weirdest thing for me is it's this
ukulele.
Yeah, this kind of slide away and
I don't know what happened in that song, I must be honest.
But no,
Father is with Libby Jesus.
Jesus, he's dead.
Father is in heaven.
Okay.
And she's telling the child, stop your fucking crying. We haven't got food and Father is dead. So
fun girl.
Because go to sleep, you gotta be at Checkers tomorrow morning at 5.
Because God works in mysterious ways.
And at Checkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check us out.
Okay.
Listen, we had the One Planned Pet Parade competition, but I don't know who won this. Palesa, if you can maybe come in and tell me, but I can tell you, I don't know which, I know who won, I don't know which listener won. From our team, it was Arye, Ben Kapinski, Gareth Cliff, Casper, Gavin, Rion, Shemaine, and the guy from One Plan who was here last week, Michael Otten. So the listeners viewed the pictures on the website, and they decided that the first place is Arye Kelman with Chichi.
Congratulations.
I saw the picture of Chichi, and Chichi looks like a wild lion.
Oh.
I don't know what kind of dog it is, but it looked wonderful.
Is it a small, medium-sized,
it's like one of those Eskimo kind of...
Well, husky.
A chow.
No, not a... Yeah, like that. It was like that kind of... And then in second place, we got Ben and his cat Mouses.
Mouses?
Yeah.
That's clever.
And they quite look the same. And in third place, we got Gareth Cliff with Cole.
Cole is so cute.
No, he's not Cole. He is his dog Cole.
It's cute Cole.
The dog Cole is cute.
Is Gareth cute Cole?
Is it Cole like C-A-R-L?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. No, I was just checking.
But in Afrikaans, K-A-A is naked.
I have asked.
Cole.
Yeah.
Can you?
I got
thank you.
Very nice. You've got a very nice radio voice, Hannes. Can you maybe get the attention of Palesa?
Yeah.
And just ask her to come here.
Okay.
Because she obviously doesn't listen to me.
Palesa!
Hi, Palesa. You are requested in the studio.
And then there is... tell them about the muddy puppy. And ask Rian... No, you. And you ask Rian if he's going to go.
Yes. Muddy Puppy is a 4-kilometer obstacle course, fun run or walk for you and your dog. Consisting of obstacles with crawling, climbing, jumping, slipping, sliding, wagging, barking, and lots of mud. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to charity. Book tickets now by visiting the One Planned Pet Parade webpage on cliffcentral.com.
Are you going, Rian?
I think I have a gig. Is it that one?
7 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Oh, is it that 7 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, I definitely have a gig.
Yes. What, at church?
The event takes place... at Walkhaven Dog Park this Sunday, the 4th of February.
Yeah, we love Walkhaven Dog Park.
Must I read all of it?
Keep going.
With One Plan Pet Insurance, you can make sure your pets can get the best medical treatment they need from as little as 133 Rand per month. SMS CLIFF to 31644 now, and One Plan will call you back. SMS CLIFF to 31644.
We tried that. Gavin did, and they really called back very quickly.
Yes.
And so if you got a... Oh, you can actually... Jy het my se dogtertjie.
Ja.
Skryf haar aan vir die fucking pet plan.
Yes, let's get pet insurance good for my daughter. Because sometimes she can you be must, a little bitch.
You must
always
nowhere.
Take parenting advice from Casper.
Yes.
Never.
Yeah.
Yes. Please.
I think that's what we've learned here, if anything, today.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Parenting and comedy advice.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
No advice. Yeah. Just no advice.
My advice?
Yes.
No, it's one of those things where my advice is actually crucial, but you only get to understand that later.
Mm.
You know? Okay. So I think go listen to the podcast when this is over and you'll hear wisdom.
If we say it backwards, will we hear Satan?
No, fucking okay. Scared of me, eh? Yes, as he runs.
He's a sleeps dear.
Yeah. Ek wil net sê baie baie geluk, ons het die wenner. So a listener wat toe reg geraai het dat Arye of reg gestem het dan. But because obviously you have to stem for Arya, and then you have to be right, and she was. Her name is Elaine. Elaine. And she won a couple of thousand. I think she won $1,000.
Wow.
That's I can do with that right now, Elaine.
Well, that's for Elaine.
That's for Elaine. But now, what was the other thing I said, Rion? What people must remember? I'm just checking whether you're listening to the show or not.
People must remember about...
Yeah, they can do what? What can they do now?
They can still vote.
For fucking what can they vote?
They can still vote for...
No, Rion.
I was just shooting fish in a barrel, I don't know. What can they vote for?
No, I said they can still enter.
Yes.
And I told you to enter, and you didn't listen.
Oh.
So you can enter still.
Oh, cool.
With your dog. So people, anyone listening to Cliff Central, all over the world, all over the world, you can enter a picture of yourself and your pet.
Oh, great. So we get a second crack at this.
Not actually you, but you can try. But it's more for the listeners now.
Oh.
And then you can win free medical aid for your pet on the Pet One Plan, Pet Plan, Plan.
If you really like your pet.
You have to.
Yeah.
Or you can win money, cash as well. But now how do you enter? That is a question that I'm going to tell you the answer to.
Okay.
Just now, now. As I rummaged through my computer yesterday, I rummaged into a beautiful song, which we call Stofpuppies. Huh? Remember now?
You look so excited.
Yeah.
It is not being sponsored anymore. So if you want to sponsor Stofpuppies, you can, with the greatest of love, tell me about it. And then you can sponsor. So now, Stoff Whoopi is without a sponsor. So shall we all sing it? One, two, three, one, two.
Stoff Whoopies. Stoff Whoopies. Stoff Whoopies Fontaine.
We're better than the Brills.
Yeah.
With that.
Ja. Ek het my net gemind.
Stofpuppies is my favorite insert on the show, Cassie, nog altyd.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I also, I love, I think people generally love to go back in time.
Mm. Nostalgia
because
sells.
They got good emotions about the past. They were young, stuff like that, you know? And then they recognize a song and they associate it with something. Like, Kelly, what's your Stofpuppy of all time? If you think back as a girl, little small little girl, what was the first song that you went, yes, this is music, I want to live?
Kylie Minogue, Locomotion, no question.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God. Kylie Minogue. We never had that. You'll do well in Pretoria next week. Locomotion.
Looking promising. Yeah. More and more promising.
That was a golden era for Kylie because she was
absolutely
still dating Jason Donovan.
Yes, and
she
did
just
the music video where they didn't know if she was coming around the corner or coming around
know,
the corner or the train or going into the coffee shop.
I know.
Yeah.
And then right at the end.
Very excited.
They made it.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Classic.
And the Locomotion wasn't
she
even her
be
own,
so
eh?
She should be so lucky.
It was Locomotion wasn't her own song. It
no,
was an
it was
old
a, it was
song.
A cover. Yeah, it was, I think it was a 50s number or a 60s number. Like, what was that group Diana Ross was in?
The Three Degrees.
The Supremes. But it was one of those type of bands that did it first. And then Kylie did the...
But I Should Be So Lucky
was
also a good one.
Yeah.
The what?
I Should Be So Lucky.
But that wasn't that 10 years later?
No.
Oh.
It was the same time.
How old were you with the Locomotion?
I want to say I was like 11.
Really, Gilly?
Mm.
How old are you now then?
As old as the hills.
Goodness.
Good answer. Selection.
I'm 35.
That's not that bad.
You know, it depends for what.
That's the best answer to an age.
Very good answer.
Old for short shorts. Young for Botox.
Mm. Oh.
Not really, even.
No.
No.
I had Botox the other day.
I thought you were going to say you wore
where,
George.
Where?
Yeah,
no.
Where did
no,
you get
I stopped
your
in grade 8.
You stopped Botox in grade 8?
Yes. Yeah.
Where did you get it?
In my forehead. But not for wrinkles, because I still need that for my shows. It's actually just to stop me from sweating.
It didn't work, obviously.
Casper.
I'm fucking dry as a bone.
Yeah, but you sit here doing this all the time.
Yeah.
You're like wiping your forehead and go...
Are you on something?
is this the original?
I think so.
Sounds a bit different, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Abbey Road Sessions.
Ah.
Uncle Rock and Valky.
Who is it, though?
Kylie McFarlane.
That's not Kylie McFarlane, no.
But it's obviously...
It does sound
like
her.
Yeah. But the backing sounds a bit different.
I know, but it's called the Abbey Road Sessions.
Interesting. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Since like 5 minutes ago when I started talking, I'm scrolling through our calendar. I can't find the locomotion. So they've buried it deep, deep down. Eh?
Yeah, must be.
But I think the locomotion was a 60s hit.
And you know, at the time, we had this thing in my family where my parents, because you know, we didn't have like MTV or anything like that, but the music video was out. And any time Kylie Minogue was on TV, they had to call me.
Aww.
It doesn't matter if I was outside, if I was fast asleep.
Yeah.
That was
doesn't
like,
matter. They had to. It was a rule in the house that they had to call me if Kylie Minogue was on TV.
For me, it was Karika Kirsenkamp.
I got it on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. So
the original.
What must we do? Oh, let me give you the...
Don't panic. First, just don't panic.
I mean, we're not going to panic. We don't panic here. Put the fucking thing in. Where's your heart? Have you also got a...
fucking iPhones.
Imagine it's a peach.
Can I use your peepee?
Is it the new iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh, did you just use my peepee?
Has it been tested?
Yeah, we cleaned it. Okay, and... Are you playing?
No, it's...
What the...
You can skip this ad in...
You must keep that.
Awkward.
Now you know it's live, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Oh, that's better, Kylie. The locomotion. Oh, yes. That's a Scott Aitken Waterman sound.
But it's got that same
classic 80s.
It's a bit like Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now. Also has that same guitar sound.
Yeah.
My favorite is her dancing, and she's like, so. Yeah. She just does this. She did this for like 10 years.
Ek wil actually vergeet van die song, and dit kan 'n lekker sing-along wees vir my show by Beefcakes. Imagine die dronk bachelorette.
Jy kan hulle almal op 'n locomotion ride vat.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
They can be all walking like.
Ja, hulle kan self. Ek gaan nie saam met hulle nie. Hulle kan net self om die taal.
No, you have to do it.
Nee, hulle is.
You are the big.
Hulle is so vatterig.
Steam engine. Don't you like vatterige people?
Nie van dronk bachelorettes af nie.
Okay.
Hulle is erg.
Rian would know, eh?
Yeah, no,
girls always say men are bad.
No, trash.
Not nearly.
Trash.
Not nearly.
Ask Rian about this. Rian, you have that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rian's all.
Well, eerste handse
ervaring. Waar gryp hulle?
When those doors close, things change.
Really?
It's completely different.
Do you have to dinge for your wickets or not?
Well, the more they drink, the more it just goes, the arm reaches out. So
really?
Stop it. Me too.
Really?
Grabby. You get grabby.
Yeah. That doesn't happen at Kings and Queens of Comedy.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen there. We will touch out to the audience.
Yeah.
I will grope a few people comedically.
I'm going to bring one of those long hands.
Yes.
Hands.
Yeah.
Good idea, Gilly.
Or one of those hand gloves that they...
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to be the only act they're going to bring back the same night.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they're going to say, right. We also, so guy chick, when he groped them.
And then they're going to Riyad Musa.
Bring back the comedian with the tits.
Bring a titty one.
The one with dink was right.
None of the other ones have
bring
tits.
The one with the big tits. Casper de Vries, please welcome yourself back on stage. Oh, people, I didn't expect this. So we got to go quickly. Have you heard the expression sometimes, we got to go to the marketplace? Have you heard that before?
No.
Well, we got to do that. So let's... Okay.
We got to go pay the bills.
Yes. Okay, let's assume we are DJs. Kelly, yes. Okay. You're a DJ. Hannes, you're a DJ. I'm a DJ. We're doing a very famous... We are doing the most popular show in South Africa. Hello, Yola! Hi there again!
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
The most popular show.
The most popular show.
All the music, all the time.
All the DJs. The best, the best. The best DJs, the best songs, yeah. The best voices.
We're going to go pay some bills at the marketplace.
Oh, really? And where are we going to go? With a car?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Hey, Anna.
Hey, Earl.
You look nice today.
Oh.
Not like you don't look nice every day. I mean, you look nice all days. Just...
Thank you.
Every day, you look nice. That's what I was trying to say. I mean, I don't take notes of every item you wear.
No.
Or anything like I don't follow you. Relax. Well, I do, but only on social media. I mean, is it illegal? Lock me up, officer!
No.
I follow Anna.
Of course not.
On social media, except for the one, because someone hasn't accepted my friend request. Did you find your cast? Puffins, you know, the last time we spoke, you said you'd gone missing. I know that was like 2 years ago, but that's the last time we spoke. 30 March 2015, my birthday. Whatever.
This is my floor.
No, it isn't.
Some people just can't stop themselves. That's why the new Volkswagen Golf 7 comes with brake assist. Volkswagen, we make the future real.
Skiet, a kleine kaikie, in die nanag. Dit is Gasperadio.
Ons kakel op ons radio met Rian, wat vir ons gaan vertel oor 'n stofpoep. Now, Rian, this song, let me tell you, I listened to it by chance. I never knew of the song. I've forgotten about it. And then when I heard the song, I went, oh my gollygog. And I remembered it again, like yesterday. It is a I nearly said Elvis Newton-John. Olivia. Olivia Newton-John song.
Yeah, wow.
From years ago. Mm. Kinders, as julle luister, miskien herken julle hom nie, want Tannie Olivia is daarom ook, vat nou ook al by die 70, dink ek. Maar sy ken julle van Grease en Xanadu. Mm. Maar sy het ook 'n ander, sy het 'n country inslag gehad. Huh? Ja, en dis die song wat ek toe nou gehoor het jare terug. Maar vertel ons, Rian, Biki van Tannie Olivia.
Right, she was born September 26, 1948. So jy is amper reg.
Wat oud sy?
Jy is amper reg, sy is 69.
Ah, yeah, why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
69! Okay, that's very cool. She is a 4-time Grammy Award winner with 5 number ones and 10 other top 10 Billboard 100 singles. Top 100 singles. 11 of her singles, including 2 platinum albums. She had 14 albums altogether. She sold an estimated 100 million records.
Jeez. Wow. Okay,
she's Australian.
Yeah?
Oh, that was going to be my next
point. Sorry.
Good. No, that's nice. Did you do Australian accent?
No, good. But she was born in Cambridge in the UK.
Fuck off.
But she now stays in... Okay, bye. See you later.
No, I was just excited to hear this.
All right. Then, obviously, she starred in Grease.
I thought the country.
No.
She is a long time, we're all going to love this, she is a long time activist for animal rights.
Oh, we love you, Olivia.
That's very, very cool. She's been married twice, and she currently stays in Melbourne, Australia.
G'day, Olivia.
Good. Yeah, no. No. Can you do an Australian accent?
Nah.
Fair go, mate.
Do you let's
even Olivia Newton-John can't do an Australian accent.
Yeah.
But she tried to get rid of it, eh?
She did.
Crikey.
I think she wore those very, very tight pants in Greece and tried to squeeze the Australian out of
it. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
I remember that it was like a blink zwarte broek. It's beautiful. But now this song, I remember from school. And when I heard it, I stopped listening because I wanted to listen to it here for it to come back. So we'll see. Maybe we'll play the song a long time or we'll stop it when I get embarrassed. But when it starts, tell me if you recognize it or not, okay? Does it ring a bell?
No.
Your mic's on. No?
Not yet.
Okay, listen a bit more. Older people, if you're listening, what's up?
There's no need for you to tell me.
Ring a bell?
No, sorry. Don't know.
It's like Clint's Dolly Parton, you know.
I just know without you saying.
It's a bit of a Fleet Stevie Nixon.
Yeah.
Every face tells a story. Yeah.
It's hard to hide.
You should have done backing vocals on this track.
Every face tells a story.
Would have won a Grammy.
Woo! My granny?
You would have won over your granny.
Something's going on and I know it.
Yeah.
You can't keep it from me.
Oh yeah.
It's not gonna hide what you feel inside. I don't like what I see. Every face tells a story.
Every face tells a story. You can glow when the face in front of you and all the glory. Every face.
Tells a story. So if this doesn't ring a bell, and it rang no bells here, only my bell. And so go back to the podcast and listen to it again and again, and then it will grow on you because I think now it's ugly.
Oh,
it comes back, chicken pox. Oh yeah, Olivia. So obviously someone who lied, eh? Because she says every face tells a story. So it's someone who lied. Is there any more things we must know about Olivia, that, or has she now retired in Australia?
No, that's all that Wikipedia told me up to now.
Wikipedia? What's that? So,
What I do know is that a few years back, because we used to catch it like on a Sunday morning, on one of the SABC channels, there was this program which was about holistic healing and kind of getting to know your inner spiritual self that Olivia Newton-John was a presenter
of. No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know she had an inner spiritual self.
But it sort of makes sense because she's quite sweet, eh?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, she's wholesome. Yeah.
She's holy. Mm. Okay. Now, Rion, I wonder if you can tell me, how do people now enter? You want to take a picture of you and your pet, Duxie. What's his name?
Teddy.
Okay. So how do you enter?
But I just asked Palesa. She said the competition is now closed.
No, Rion.
That's what she just told me. She said,
Rion, we must have a united front here.
So much confusion on this
show.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah. Confusion.
But I'm
revenge.
Also a bit confused because you just announced winners and now you say like,
yeah, but
you can still enter.
Of course you don't understand. This song is so beautiful. Me and my donkey.
He never tells me that he's sick.
Okay, wait, listen to this.
Can you enter this competition if you don't have a pet?
Yes.
Just checking.
Just draw a pet.
Okay, there's confusion. Let me tell you what's happening. The listeners had to vote for who looks more like a pet Ari, Kasi, whatever, blah, blah. They've done that.
Yes.
The lady was right. She voted for Arya, and Arya was the winner. So she was called Erika Langerhans. Yeah, Elaine. Now, she won $1,000. Now, you must go out again, Rihanna, and ask Celeste. The competition goes on now. Now, the listeners can enter, still for a week, with their bets. And then they can win not only cash, but also a one-time pet parade, pet parade. What do you say, Arnold?
No, but when I read this thing earlier, I may have skipped a sentence. Which said it's not over. You can still send a pic of you and your pet on social media with the hashtag pet parade, and you could stand a chance of winning cash and pet insurance. So maybe it's that hashtag pet parade.
That is exactly what's going to get you. Here we go, guys. Yeah.
I think it would be great if the prize was that the person you're talking about comes to your house, and then he is a pretends to be your pet for a week.
Yeah.
Don't confuse our listeners, please. Now, okay. We've just sorted it out.
That's fine, a clever idea.
But I'm just saying.
No, sounds like you're a 50 Shades of Grey fan.
Yeah.
I want to go with this, but I'm not.
No. It's horrible, eh? It's horrible. So, you can. Yeah, the riddle was solved. The mystery is now open. And that is that you hashtag
Pet Parade.
Pet Parade.
Okay.
Wherever you are, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pornhub, you just enter you and your pet.
Pornhub, that's
my favorite social media.
Don't enter your pet.
Yeah, that will be caught.
Saving it from a peach.
Or don't show it when you enter the pet.
Yeah.
So,
would that be doggy style?
Oh, you're such a pussy for saying that.
This is getting weird.
It's not getting very weird. Oh, my God.
Stop struggling.
Shag me. So, first of all, Rian, you've got to go to Palesa and tell her, darling, we still got a week. But she doesn't know.
Okay.
She's missing out here.
I'll inform her.
You hashtag Pet Parade. What do you hashtag?
Pet Parade.
Hashtag Pet Parade.
You hashtag Pet Parade with your picture, wherever you are. And then we're going to look for you and find you and give you money, whether you want it or not.
And if the name of the winning pet is Peaches, I will give that winner, personally, give them R5 for myself.
Yeah, because that is just too ironic.
Be great.
Call me by your name, Peaches. Where are we Saturday again?
On Saturday the 10th of February, Gilly, Casper and myself will be at the Sun Arena Times Square Menlyn for the Kings and Queens of Comedy.
Woo-hoo!
Amongst a stellar lineup of 15 acts.
And where can they buy tickets?
They can buy tickets at CompuTicket.
Casper might not make it, I'm just saying.
Yeah, tickets are R150, available through CompuTicket online and the various retail outlets. The show starts at 8 o'clock and it is rated PG-16.
Okay, so you can say naughty words.
Yeah.
Now, Kree J. Govinda has been a lady I have been laughing at for years. What do you make of her, Kelly?
I don't really know. Just read the same sentence that you read for me and it'll be fine.
The beautiful Kree J. Govinda is an actress, director and a comedian. She is a rare mix of brains, beauty and guts.
Well, look at that. That's what we need more of in the world.
Then there's Leander Reddy. And she's not only beautiful, but ready. She's also ready. Nice, Bernard. She's a familiar face. And she has proved time and time again that she has a flair for funny skits. Oh, I love skits. Eh?
Maybe you could be in one of the skits.
Maybe I can. How old are you again? 35. Did you ever see a show called The Casper Rasper Show?
No.
I was in it. And it was just full of skits.
Was it good?
It was amazing. Sometimes the joke didn't work, so then it was a skid with a D. But sometimes it was nice and it was...
Did you play Casper and Rasper?
Eddie Murphy No. What we did there, it's again the Afrikaans, wonderful Afrikaans language, is that it means, it's like Casper is grating people. So... Casper Rasper.
Look at
this
that.
This Casper Rasper that. So
how
I wasn't
many seasons did you go for?
Four.
And what happened?
I got tired.
Oh.
And it was South Africa. So I didn't get 50 million Dave Chappelle dollars.
But maybe now, because the show's been off for so long, you can make a comeback and get those Dave Chappelle dollars.
Cashing in
so
on that
nostalgia. So then we got Mark Law...
Cashing in on the nostalgia.
Yes.
I mean, so we want it
yes.
back. Yes.
Go to Netflix and tell them to give you $10 million.
You heard. She is 35. She doesn't know about it. The other people are 50 plus. They're dead.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I must talk to Leanda already and do a skit with her. Mark Lottering, he just had an amazing success with Auntie Mill the musical.
Yes, I haven't seen it, but I was told that it was incredible.
But it's coming here, I think.
Huh? Is it?
Oh, cool. He sort of skimped.
Where will he do
Twitter.
It, do you think?
Maybe the Monty Theatre. Mm. Maybe the Monty Theatre.
I would want
to
go see it.
Not the theatre, but the theatre. The Peter Turin Theatre.
I have funny back, is Baxter.
Yeah, but we haven't got a Baxter.
No, I need a Baxter. Need the, what's Market Theatre?
I can go to the Market.
I still Darden.
Yeah, I can do the Market.
I'm glad we've had this talk to plan Mark's career.
We should inform him.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to do bits from Anti-Mill, the musical?
Who knows? Let's hope so.
Yeah. Well, he is a big one. He's always almost in the world for 20 years. Amazing. And Mark is a consummate storyteller and continues to keep audiences in stitches, which is why...
I think he'd also like us to inform the public that he's very good looking. I think he would like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Mark has got a nice splash on his forehead. But that's nothing to do with his husband. It's his head. Then there is Meltz. Now you can tell us about Meltz Siebergen.
Well,
honest.
Meltz Siebergen.
Yeah.
As it says here, and it's very true, has a uniquely South African point of view and inherent ability to sidestep touchy topics and holy cows.
Ooh.
He has been described as anything from a slightly angry teddy to a really funny Dutchman, and also my best friend.
Aww.
So I'm looking forward because Melt is coming for the show and then he's going to stay at my house and then we're going to braai and drink beer.
Oh, lekker man. Jullie moet fucking geniet.
Yeah. So Melt is there. Melt is very funny. He lives in Cape Town now, so I think it's going to be interesting to see him come reflect on
Cape Town.
On, yeah,
and have
new,
a bath.
His
so
new habitat.
I think we're going to have a lot of water jokes then from him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll cut that from my.
Hy is altyd baie angry op Facebook as hy in Gauteng is.
Well, ja.
Oor alles wat hier aangaan.
Wie is nie.
Sorry, ek haal net my water jokes uit uit my show, want hy gaan obviously daaroor praat.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Shimmy Isaacs, who sounds like she's shiny. She's hilarious, and she's from the Cape as well. So fuck. Shimmy, just talk to Melt before you do the water jokes.
Because there's only like, there's very few water jokes left.
Left, yeah, that's funny.
I have to sort of split them.
I don't want them to...
Day zero is upon us.
Day zero. Otherwise they're going to tread water on stage.
Yeah. Exactly.
And they're going to be left high and dry.
Water friend we have in Melt. And then Sofiso Nene, I know this name so well.
He's hilarious.
He's Halle. Hallelujah.
He's hilarious.
Sofiso Nene. And he's going to be there. And people, yet it is not the end. But wait.
There's
more. You know who's more? Morgan.
Morgan. Beatbox.
Is that what he does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Anyone can beatbox. You can hear.
Beatbox. So it's like. Can we all beatbox?
Yeah. Anyone can do it.
So he's going to do beatboxing.
Mm. And maybe we can be his backups.
Yeah.
If he lets us.
We can.
Yeah.
Can
this
you
can be an audition tape.
Can you beatbox, Casper?
For
real?
No. I don't think so. I can do a lot of things, but this mic is now dripping with grel. I don't think I can. I don't. But let me look up. Where am I here on my phone? Let me look up the beatboxer. Maybe there's some. Do you think maybe there'll be some urine sample of what he does?
Of Morgan. Yes.
You think so, eh?
Yeah.
Is he local?
He is local.
I've seen him perform many times. He's very good.
Yeah.
So what does he do? Just beatbox?
Yeah.
Yeah. He tells a joke or two in between.
Yes.
But the beatboxing seems to be his forte.
Okay. Here are seven sounds. I say here are seven sounds.
His name is Morgan Beatbox.
Is that his official?
Okay, yeah. Sound one.
Okay. Is that Morgan?
Sound two. Three.
That's nice, eh?
Mm.
Oh, he puts them all together.
Here's four.
This is awesome, Kate.
And five.
Woo!
He's doing all the
six. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Here comes the seventh sound.
This is amazing. Wow. And he, I don't know if it's just the angle, but he looks quite good looking.
He is quite handsome.
Yeah.
So he's local and lekker.
Oh, yeah.
I can stand in for any of you.
You can
because
maybe
you should.
For me.
And so Morgan Beatbox is going to do this. And that was impressive, I must say. Wow, so I'm not going to beatbox on stage.
What are you going to, what's left?
What's left for me to do? I don't know. But remember, I'm an elder. So I can just walk on and wave.
Swan around. Maybe you should do what you did at the Comics Choice Awards that one year. Come out in a Segway.
On my Segway. You know what a bitch it is to transport that Segway. From place to place.
Well, can't you just ride it to place to place?
To ride it to
Victoria. To me, that would be the
way. I'd have to.
A Casper of your highway thing.
But that Segway, that's like a 4x4 Segway. It's got like proper wheels.
I know,
and
nurse. Yeah. But I'm going to fucking drive until next week. I'm going to start now. If I've got to get there by next week, no, I can't. So I'm not going to do the Segway.
Let's make a video of you getting to the gig from now until then, and then we show it at the gig before
we can get a documentary on VR.
It'll be hilarious.
Yeah, that's very good.
I think VR will do it.
Yeah.
Reality show.
So, yeah. 13 episodes.
Live.
But it's one trip to Pretoria on the Segway.
Casper getting to the gig on the Segway.
Yeah,
I like that.
Segway not Pretoria.
It'll be funny.
Segway not Pretoria. That it could be a Segway not Pretoria.
And it's good because a show could be called like that, Segway.
Yeah.
Because it's a comedic term.
Yeah.
Look at us. Look at us making content.
That you mustn't do that.
Why?
If you do that, it's very unprofessional.
I like it.
You can't do that. Do it again.
You can burp, apparently, but you can't.
Yeah, but you can't slap this desk. Because that sounds a bit homemade. Garage. So we don't do that. Should for the rest, what you did was... that's nice. That's what you did was nice. I like that. Now, that is also nice. Yeah. Who's there? Now, nice.
Yo.
So, I discovered this app, Hannes, on my phone. You just press a button.
Uh-oh.
And it says that it is a martial art competitors. You and Gilly are martial art competitors and you are in jail. What else do you need to know?
The point of everything you're saying.
why you went to
we
jail?
We just don't need much.
Just a recap.
Okay, you are hesitant martial arts competitors in jail. Okay, and action.
What are you in for?
not that much.
I gave someone a one inch punch.
Ah, good. I think I received that punch. Yes.
But why are you in jail?
That's hard to say.
I'm doing that kung fu mouthing thing.
I see that.
But the listeners at home
radio,
can't see
so
that. Yeah.
Impossible to tell. I quite like it here. I think I'll stay.
Yes.
In prison.
I was also put in jail for public indecency. I entered a dragon.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't a peach.
Yay! That was wonderful. 9 out of 10 from our viewers.
Wow.
And below.
Viewers.
That's the viewers. So they couldn't hear anything.
Just outside the window.
Yeah, they couldn't hear. The listeners, though, gave you 2 out of 10. But very nice. So do you want to press buttons here and give me and Gilly a subject and stuff?
Okay. You're in New Zealand?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I can't do the accent. Yeah?
You could be visiting.
Okay.
It's got with a gold tooth. It's,
who's got a gold?
Whenever you're going to do something. In,
yeah.
And you're Robin Williams.
No, we can't joke
okay,
with
no, he's dead. Okay, you're a student and a bully in New Zealand
with a gold
arguing
tooth.
Over a gold tooth or something with a gold tooth.
Hey, there, how are you?
Give me that fucking gold tooth, you bitch.
What are you here?
Do you only have the one tooth?
I got the one good tooth, mate.
Because if you got the only one tooth, I feel very bad to take it away from you.
No,
but I'm going to take it away anyway, motherfucker.
Ow. Ew. I am from New Zealand.
Give me a tooth, bitch.
A tooth for the tooth.
Do you give me the tooth?
There you go.
If you give me the gold tooth, I'll give you 4,000 rand.
Wow. Him in New Zealand dollars, is it?
Mm-hmm. It's made out of gold. And I'm the best tooth fairy in the world, but also a bully of a tooth fairy, and I'm going to clap you again for no reason.
Ow. Yes, my nail. Now we're fighting tooth and nail.
You shouldn't be able to talk. You've got no teeth left.
Okay, that one didn't do that well.
That was a great New Zealand accent, though, Gussie.
Ginny!
Yeah.
Okay, so now the last one is, you're a lineman.
A what?
A lineman.
A lineman.
I don't know what the fuck that
lion.
Is.
Lion. I think lion.
Lion man.
No, line.
Lineman.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And
fisherman. What?
It's a lineman.
And you are a waiter, and you're the customer, and yes. You're a lineman.
Yes.
So you must go to the rugby, I suppose.
Yeah.
So what's the object of this? Must I press something?
What is a lineman?
With a floggy.
Those guys that run...
Why is there a customer?
Out. No, but
that doesn't make sense.
I can still be a lineman going to a restaurant and being served.
Lineman's
yeah.
Got
oh, okay.
Part-time
and
job.
Action.
What would you like for dinner? Lion, Mr. Lion.
Well, I definitely don't want anything that's out of bounds.
Sports jokes. Another one of you motherfucking clients with the sports jokes.
Listen, I've got a tip for you. When you
why don't you just give me a tip now?
Yeah, well, just as long as you bring my food and you put it in straight.
Would you like a sausage? Is that what you're asking for?
We
very have
much.
A variety.
Very much.
Sir.
Very much. Listen, I'm very hungry. I want to rock and maul. But please just don't bring me anything that's offside.
Sir, I'm not going to give you any sports metaphors, but I do want to know why you don't have any friends.
Because I usually spend most of my time next to the field as opposed to on it. The players obviously get all the
I'm
friends.
I'm starting to feel sorry for you. I'm going to bring you the best thing we have on the menu.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't step out of line, I promise.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me sideways with a
that was mine was the worst, and then this was second worst, and then the first one was the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank
so,
you.
Honest. He's so good, Honest, actually, eh?
Yeah. Yes, he's so good.
Very, very good.
So good.
Got no skills.
So, this is the other Casper. He won't be there next week. Casper Nyorvest.
It'd be cool if he brought you on.
Good. So, it's next week, and you know what? The time is up. Did we forget anything?
No, I don't think so.
Gilly, it was wonderful, and I'm going to see you next week.
So nice to be here. I really hope that the next time you see me, you know.
You're not running.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you won't. And thank you, Bernard, for a beautiful gay news. And Rion, thank you for last week's gay news. And Bernard said he was impressed.
Oh, cool.
Didn't you?
Fire.
And Hannes, we will see you, God willing, next week.
Yes.
When we will have maybe Melt here.
Maybe, yes, he's in town and everything.
Cheddar Melt. Yeah. Okay. Bye bye, people.
Bye.
I'm just chilling while my haters working overtime. It's a rock boy, but I got a sober mind. We don't drink to get drunk, we just celebrate.
This is CliffCentral.com.